You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. If you look at any list of the greatest American books of all time, chances are you'll find a book written by John Steinbeck. His writing has won both Pulitzer and Nobel Prizes. He's been praised for giving voice to working class Americans during the Great Depression. His works have been studied for decades. And that's why it's so surprising that an undiscovered short story has just now found its way into print. Max Pringle reports on how the late author Steinbeck is still able to generate buzz in the literary world decades after his death.
Salinas, California is a charming agricultural town that attracts people from all over the world. Tourists flock here to see the birthplace of one of America's literary heroes.
This was the living room, and this is where they did most of their living because this.
A guide is leading visitors on a tour of John Steinbeck's boyhood home. She leads them through the various rooms, describing the period decor as she goes. The author of such classics as The Grapes of Wrath and Of Mice and Men was born to a middle-class family in a beautiful, turreted Victorian on Central Avenue.
This is a picture taken. John had gotten a new time-release camera for Christmas, so he set it, and he jumped in, and there's his mom and dad and his younger sister, Mary.
These tours have been covering the same material for years. Now there's some exciting new information guides can share with visitors. More than 45 years after his death, a new Steinbeck story has been published.
With John Steinbeck, the interesting thing is almost everything that he's ever written has been published.
That's Andrew Gooley, managing editor of the literary magazine The Strand. He's the one who found the long-forgotten manuscript while researching Steinbeck at the Ransom Center at the University of Texas. He found the story buried in a collection of papers. It's called With Your Wings.
And that did not ring a bell with me at all. I, of course, contacted the estate. I contacted several Steinbeck scholars. And to my shock, the story was never published before.
Gooley says the story was written in 1944, and it's not entirely clear why it went unnoticed for so long. He says finding unpublished stories from famous writers is rare, but not unheard of in his experience.
It happened, same thing with Joseph Heller's story and the Tennessee Williams story. I just think that this was one that was completely overlooked.
It took Gooley several months to get all the legal rights finalized after receiving permission from the Steinbeck estate to publish the story. Gooley says with a little luck and a lot of research, he struck gold.
I narrowed my search down to the Ransom Library, and I had to go through a lot of manuscripts. It was not easy.
The story is about a black World War II airman returning home from training. His return is a source of pride, not just for his family, but for his entire community.
He took off his cap with the gold eagle on it and held it in his hand. He saw his tall father lick his lips, and then his father said softly, "Son, every black man in the world is going to fly with your wings."
Steinbeck actually reported from the front lines in Europe and North Africa during World War II, so he wrote from first-hand experience. He witnessed people from all walks of life fighting and dying. Here he describes the mood aboard a troop landing craft before an invasion of the Italian coast.
Somewhere in the Mediterranean theater, October 3rd, 1943. In the moonlight, on the iron deck of the landing craft, they look at each other strangely. Men they have known well and soldiered with are strange, and every man is cut off from every other one. And in their minds they search the faces of their friends for the dead.
His reporting gave him an insight into how the young soldiers, sailors, and airmen felt as they prepared for each mission, any of which could be their last.
A training plane flew over and banked. He glanced up and knew that the pilot was not going home. Now he was frightened of his success. He tilted his cap a little and sat very straight behind the wheels.
Steinbeck experts say With Your Wings is a typical Steinbeck story. It features his conversational, accessible style, and, through his characters, puts readers inside the minds of people on the margins of society, people like a pioneering black airman.
John Steinbeck talked a lot about social justice.
That's Colleen Bailey, executive director of the National Steinbeck Center in Salinas. She says stories like With Your Wings allow readers to see life through the eyes of people that were often overlooked in the wider world.
when you look around the world today, or sadly at any period, that's something that I think is a concern for people around the world.
Steinbeck wrote about the lives of marginalized people in much of his work. His two most famous works, The Grapes of Wrath and Of Mice and Men, told of the lives of displaced field hands in Depression-era California. The Grapes of Wrath follows the Jode family's journey from Oklahoma to California to escape the Dust Bowl.
Our people are good people. Our people are kind people. Pray God someday kind people won't all be poor. Pray God someday a kid can eat. And the associations of owners know that someday the praying would stop. And there's the end.
Steinbeck scholars say the timeless themes in his stories, like poverty, oppression, and the search for home, may come from his love of ancient Greek epics. Robert DeMott is an emeritus professor of English at Ohio University.
Some of his characters, I think, have sort of the potential for heroism that, you know, one might find in the Odyssey or the Iliad. Homer was a great favorite of his.
DeMott says fans of Steinbeck may have more unpublished work to look forward to. He says many of Steinbeck's letters and journals have either gone unpublished or have only appeared in abridged form.
There's a lot left in the Steinbeck canon, so to speak, that could see the light of day. It's certainly true.
Andrew Gooley says that pre-orders for this issue of The Strand magazine were much higher than usual. He says that's proof that Steinbeck's work can still excite readers across the generations. And now that he's found With Your Wings, Gooley is hoping to one day discover more buried Steinbeck treasure. In Salinas, I'm Max Pringle for Cross Currents.
John Steinbeck's short story, With Your Wings, is out now in the current edition of The Strand magazine. We'll have a link at kalw.org. Click Cross Currents. And we'd like to get your book recommendations for the holidays. Email them to us at news@kalw.org or connect with us on Facebook and Twitter @KALW or call us at 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. Because of you, we can proudly say we're listener-supported public radio. Our team includes Olivia Cueva, Audrey Dilling, Rachel Dornhelm, Angela Johnston, Hannah Kingsley Ma, Seth Samuel, Ashley Ann Krigbaum, Christina Loring, Ted Muldoon, Judy Silber, Stephen Short, Todd Whitney, and Melanie Young. Today's show is engineered by Chris Hoff. The line producer was Leela Day. Our managing editor is Jen Chien. Managing producer is Julie Kane. Ben Trefney is our news director. Our theme music is by the John Santos Quintet. I was born outside of Salt Lake City. And this music is by the Jugtown Pirates. They play this Friday at the Independent in San Francisco, starting at 9 o'clock. For Cross Currents, I'm Hanat Baba.
My old man drank poor man's whiskey, but my mama went out to pray. God bless all my brothers.